Warren McNillis, what's the feeling like now looking ahead to a Donegal Senior Club Championship final, first time experience for you?
No, it's good, yeah, and there's a good buzz about the Bucky Door and everyone's looking forward to it. And you know, it's been a long time coming now, 12 years since we were in a final before, and you know, everyone's just mad to go now. The boys were saying after the semi-final there, it's going to be a long 2 weeks now to the final because everyone's just mad to get out and play it. So now we're looking forward to it, and it's exciting times.
Yeah, too long away, doesn't it, for a parish the size of Gidor?
Ah, definitely. You know, 12 years is far too long, and to not even be in a final in that period of time is way too long. And you know, it's like you say, for the parish, for the a club the size of Gidor, it's far too long. And you know, everyone's just, there's a bit of maybe relief there, or I don't know how you'd put it, that we are there eventually. And you know, but everyone's very, very excited and looking forward to it.
Has the relief turned into serious ambition then yet?
Yeah, you know, the ambition's always been there since I've started playing. I don't know, probably around 2010 I started with the senior team, and the ambition was always there to win, and the drive was there, and the passion, whatever you want to call it, I just don't know, we always came up short. And I suppose, like, the players have always been there too. We've always had good teams, and but I don't know, the last 2-3 years, these young fellas have come along, and you know, they've won it all at every level, under 16s, minors, under 21, and they've given us a massive boost, and they've really pushed on and proven themselves now as senior players, like. Yeah.
Are they the most important cog then in this whole thing? I know, like, you're in your mid-20s and you've got the McGees there, and a few other players have been, like Cassidy, been around a long time. Yeah. But is it the fact that these young boys are now there? Are they the main cog in all this, do you feel?
I don't know. I wouldn't call them the main cog now, because, like, everyone in that team is important. You know, like you say, the Cassidy's, McGee, the older boys, and then you have the likes of James Carroll and Peter that are not older boys, but they're older than me and younger than other fellas. But you know, it's just every man's, like, we've about 30 of a squad there, and every man's as important as the next, and we're all vital cogs in that. And you know, yeah, the young fellas have given us a big boost, and it's great to have them, and they're really helping us out, like, to obviously go that next step and get to a county final. But no, I think just every man's vital on that team, you know, and the management as well.
Has this been the most enjoyable period for you playing football with Gwydor?
Ah, yeah, definitely. You know, we've never been in a county final, and semi-final last year was the first time we were in a semi-final since I started playing. You know, quarter-final was the furthest we got since I started, and you know, even getting there was exciting. That was 2013, I think. We got beat by Airdrie. And, you know, you're always looking forward to, is when you go out and play with your club, to obviously get to a county final. It's what we all dream about. And, you know, we're there now, and it is very exciting. But, you know, it's going to mean nothing unless we win it.
Yeah. And just two teams know each other very well. You just come through that group of death. You had that experience last year and the championship as well. We can't really read too much into those games. It's pardon the pun, but it's a different sort of playing field now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, it's a final. It's a one-off game, and anything can happen. I know it's a cliche, but anything can happen on a final, and anyone can win it. You know, we've seen with Glenswally there in 2016, everyone had Kilkear as the favourites, and Kilkear were going to walk it, supposedly, but could Glenswally turn them over then in the day? And you know, that's the way it is, that's football, and you can't prepare for those sort of things. Like injuries, red cards, anything can happen. And you know, we just have to prepare ourselves, get the body right now for the next 2 weeks and get ready for it. And we can only prepare for what we can do ourselves. Like, we can't prepare for anything else, and that's it. But you know, we've played Glenlees a lot in the last few years, and obviously they got the better of us last year after us being 6 points up, which was heartbreaking. But we've kind of got over that now, and we started this championship campaign just looking at the next game and the next game and the next game, not looking forward to anything else. But you know, we obviously got one over on them then in the group of death. But you know, we always had a feeling that if we got out of the group, that we could end up meeting Glenties again. So, you know, we're suppose we know each other well, but you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, you mentioned favourites. There is a tag of Guidor being favourites here by many people. How do you guys manage this situation now? Like, these young boys have won a lot at underage and they've won in Ulster, and now you boys are thrown into the mix of this as well. So as a group, as a unit, how do you deal with the tag of favourites, or is there any pressure on that, or is it something right you're just kicking the touch here?
Nah, we don't put pressure on ourselves. We don't look at ourselves as favourites. You know, Glenties, I was saying it there earlier, Glenties have been there. They've been in finals in 2010 and I think 2015. And most of their squad probably has county medals. Like, whereas I'd say maybe only five or six of ours have won. And, you know, we don't really pay into that kind of favourites tag stuff. We kind of try to avoid it and not talk about it or anything, because, you know, that's when you get sucked into kind of losing concentration and not being ready for games and not preparing yourself the best, because you think, oh, we're favourites, we don't need to prepare the best, you know. And we've kind of just, like you said, kicked that into touch and not really thought about it. So you know, we're just going into this game like it's any other game, to kind of get the better of the other team, and that's it. Like, we don't look at it as favourites or anything, so that's about it. Like,
yeah, okay, one more final question then. If you guys are going to become Donegal champions and have the Dr. Maguire Cup heading back to Mahragallan and into the parish, what sort of performances are going to take, is going to be required to achieve that?
It's going to take a massive performance. Any performance we've had this year so far is not going to be anywhere near good enough, and we know that. You know, we've, in the last two games, you know, we've leaked, what is it, four or five goals, I think, and a lot of points. So we know that's not going to be good enough. You know, when you come up like against a team like Glenties that have quality players all over the pitch and they can all score, and you know, you have to put up a serious, serious defensive display as well as attacking. Like, and it's hard to do the both at a serious level, and that's what we're looking for, that's what we need, and it's not going to take anything less to win this match.
Okay, well, listen, all we can do is wish you the very best luck in county final day.
Thanks a million, Oisín.